Good night. I believe that's appropriate. We will begin our hearing today for the Senate Human Services Committee. And we only have one bill, but I want to go ahead and establish quorum. So Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Hurtado?
Here.
Hurtado here. Stone? Stone here. Bell?
Here.
Bell here. Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Pan? Wiener?
Here.
Wiener here.
We have five members present. A quorum has been established. And at this moment, we are going to, and Assembly Member Rubio is here to present. Hello, how are you?
Good evening.
Please feel free to present whenever you are ready to go.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. Thank you for the opportunity to present AB 1118, the Age-Friendly California Act. Recent amendments align AB 1118 with the governor's executive order calling on the Secretary of the Health and Human Services Agency to develop the master plan on aging. Specifically, this bill would direct the Secretary, on behalf of the state of California, apply to be a member of AARP's Network of Age-Friendly State and Communities. As a member of the network, California will demonstrate its commitment to our aging population by encouraging state policymakers, planners, and developers to use AARP's collection of resources, including examples of the best practices, toolkits, data, and the livability index to develop communities in an age-friendly manner. Many cities and counties already see the importance of utilizing the age-friendly network as a path forward to city planning, including San Francisco, Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Diego, West Hollywood, and Sonoma County, just to name a few. By 2030, and additional 4 million Californians will be over 65 years old, it is critical we act now to ensure this population, as well as people of all ages, that will enjoy living in an age-friendly state. With me today is James Gross, on behalf of AARP, to testify in support or answer any additional questions the committee may have.
I move the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. AARP has been working very closely with the administration up to and including after the executive order creating the process for a plan for aging. And we have been assured that they feel this does fit very well within their goals as they develop the master plan. So I want you all feel assured that this does fit within that long-range process. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We do have a motion. And at this moment, we'll go ahead and take anyone who wants to speak in favor of this bill. Okay. Is there anyone opposed to this bill that would like to speak? No?
They're all home asleep.
Okay, do we have any other further witnesses, either in opposition or, okay. Do we have any questions from committee members? No.
Thank you, yes, I know it's late. I just want to thank you for doing this. I brought the bill, I can't remember the number now, it's too late, to create a master plan for aging. The governor has created a commission that basically follows those guidelines. Obviously, we're recognizing how important it is that we do this. My only question is, what do we expect to see or get from the AARP as part of this as part of this collective, if you will?
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. In essence, what this does is it creates what they call domains or standards that become part of a planning process. Many local governments have adopted these already. The Office of Planning and Research also believes that it can incorporate these. As you know from the time you've spent on these issues, as you plan communities and you think about the needs of the aging population, the disability population for that matter, you've got to start building those into a planning process. That is what the World Health Organization did with AARP, and we believe by adopting these, we will be very much a part of in that kind of thinking.
Great. Thank you.
Any additional questions from committee members? No? Seeing none, Assemblymember Rubio, would you like to close?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to present this important bill, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion by Senator Wiener, and that motion is that the bill be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. So Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 5-1. 5-1.
So the vote is 5-1, and that bill is out. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And that ends our Senate Human Services Committee hearing today.